This is the godfather of Bruce City Wrestling, Frankie the Thumper DeFalco.
This is the commissioner of Bruce City Wrestling, the mouth of the Midwest, JP.
This is Max Holliday, the Bruce City Wrestling heavyweight champion, and you're listening to the DWI Podcast.
The DWI Podcast.
Who? The best in the Midwest podcast from the best in the Midwest professional wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Frankie DeFalco Show, presented by the DWI Podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am joined, as always, by DPP. And let's not wait any longer. Here he is, the godfather, the man, the myth, the legend himself, Frankie the Thumper DeFalco.
Gentlemen, how are you today?
We're wonderful, excellent, Frank.
It's great to hear from you again. How is life in the fast lane?
You know, last month at Rise to Honor 14, I took that skanky little bitch down, Evil Sierra, put her right in her place where she belongs, right on her back.
What a show it was. It was certainly awesome to see.
Yeah, it was good. I felt really rejuvenated. The week before, I had some really good workouts at the gym, and some of the other younger kids were working out with me at the Thumper's Den Wrestling Academy, so I knew going in I was feeling fresh and rejuvenated, so I kind of had that feeling I was going to get the upper hand on her. Even though she took it to me, you know, from the get-go, you know, you can't keep an old warhouse horse down.
So the question from that is, you looked really good, you moved really well.
You said
you weren't going to do it again, but
I ended up, you know, taking a good fall for it, but she took me right off my feet. But yeah.
Well, how you feeling? So, how you feeling after that? As is maybe the question there.
I felt pretty good for about 2 days after. I was very sore, but I'm well over it now.
Well, now that you got to train with the students there at Thumper's Den. We'll talk about it in a little bit, but the students may be getting some revenge as well on Sierra at our next show that we're going to be talking about. So,
yes. This Saturday, February 17th, at the new venue, bigger and better venue, the Elks Lodge 400, 2301, Springdale Road in Waukesha. It's right off of Eastmoreland Boulevard. You can't miss it. I mean, it's a beautiful venue. Plenty of parking. They're going to have great food. Concessions will be open up throughout the whole show. It will not shut down at intermission or anything like that. So, yeah, it's definitely going to, and they're going to have really good food. I talked it over with the owners, and they got some really nice things planned for everybody that night.
I pre-ordered my lobster dinner. I'm going to have that, and maybe a little shrimp cocktail. I'm all set.
You highfalutin son of a bitch, DPP.
It's going to be a good show.
Let's talk about the show, not your craving for lobster. We got a 6:15 meet and greet. Kevin Sullivan and Tatanka, come out, get out there, 6:15, $10, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's been 3 years since Tatanka's been here. Kevin Sullivan has never been here. So it's going to be good to have people there for the meet and greet. And Q&A also with them, too, as they, you know, get to talk to them and everything else. So it'll be a fun time. 6:15, and it's letting go till 6:45, so get there plenty early.
Let's get into the card here, and one of the matches that I'm seeing that stands out the most is Gauntlet for the Gold. This is for the Heritage title. We got Stacy Shadows, Brandon Blaze, we have His Holiness the Priest there, we got Pornstash, Peter Schwanz, Alex Riley, Zach McGuire, the Pitbull. We got all these competitors going on. Talk to me about this match for the Heritage title.
Well, as everyone knows, it was really relinquished up by Tyler Sunday because he had the rotator cuff surgery. Tyler, he's all set. He's been cleared. He's in the gym. He's been going back to the Thumper's Den from time to time, taking some slow bumps, moving around and everything. So, but I can't have him in this match because I honestly don't think he's ready for it. He's got a lot of cardio to do yet and everything. So, but the six contenders that we have in the ring right now are all qualified to become the new ECW Heritage Champion.
Certainly a lot of good competitors in here. I'm looking forward to this one, and definitely looking forward to seeing Tyler Sunday get back in the ring. He's one of our favorites, and is definitely a really great guy and everything. So it's good to see that he's getting better, and we'll be back soon as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I already told him that night when he gave it up that he will be a contender for the belt when we deem himself ready to get back in and do that.
Onyx Andretti is going to be taking on Roadhouse. This is somewhat of a carryover from the War Games match and the Brew City Saints versus the Heathens. I'm so looking forward to this match. It's kind of the returning established veteran taking on the up-and-coming young guy. There's going to be some electricity going on here. These guys do not care for each other.
No, they don't. They really, really don't. Roadhouse has been sticking his nose into Onyx's matches for the last 4 to 5 months. You know, every time he had a chance going up against with the tag team titles with a partner or a singles competition or whatever it was, Roadhouse was always there. So I finally said, you know what? He had a good showing in the cage. Kid, this is your chance one-on-one with the big Roadhouse on February 17th at the Elks Lodge.
Oh, Roadhouse has certainly been a menace outside the ring in many matches that we've seen with, you know, him and High and Impact and Hardcore Impact and all those guys. You know, so it's great to see him actually get back in the ring and get into an actual match. This one should be really good. Two different, you know, high octane Onyx Andretti versus the powerhouse guy. It's going to be two different styles clashing. This should be an awesome match.
Well, the thing is that a lot of people don't realize, Roadhouse is just really getting back into the ring full time now. He's been away for nearly 2 years because he had neck surgery. So honestly, this is his first real match back in Bruce City Wrestling. So Onyx does have the advantage. Even though he's the youngest of the two, he can have the advantage with the speed and the agility, where Roadhouse is just a big brick house, you know, pardon the pun. But
no,
but you never know what could happen on this one.
Oh yeah,
he's large, and you'll see that, folks, when you're there on Saturday for sure. Speaking of clash and styles, Shooter Scott Marciano taking on Evil Dis. That's a little bit of clash in styles right there.
It is. You know, you got the Shooter Scott with the MMA background and Evil Dis, where he's really, really physical, which could play right into Shooter Scott's arsenal. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this match turns out.
Speaking of Evil Dis, Sierra has a match of her own. She's looking to redeem herself here, maybe save a little face, have a good showing.
Yeah, well, you know, I kind of took care of her face in January, but, you know, the students, they all took care of me. They all had my back and everything against her, and she went and super kicked a few of them in the face and, you know, put her big heifer knee into a couple others, but we'll see what happens, and I will determine which one. She doesn't know who to prepare for, so that's the good thing. And Saturday night, we'll find out. In fact, I'm going to make sure she goes to the ring first, and she'll have no idea who it's going to be. I could send them all out there, and then that one's going to step right in the ring and challenge her.
Kind of a Thumper's Den Russian roulette match, if you will.
There you go. There you go. And the person I select will not be the first, and will definitely not be the last who she goes up against.
Oh, looking forward to that.
It's going to be a tough year for Sierra, I think.
Yep. All of this is happening, just to remind everybody, this Saturday, February 17th, doors open 6:45, meet and greet 6:15, $10, Kevin Sullivan, Tatanka, 2301 Springdale Road, Waukesha Elks Lodge, 400. There's two more matches still left on this card, folks. Mitch Blake taking on the legend, the Native American Tatanka.
You know, Mitch, I brought him in 5 months ago, and he easily had won all those matches, but he decided to take it one step further by using his baseball bat, beating his opponent down even after the match is over, choking him, whatever it may be. And I told him straight up, I said, Mitch, the time has come for you to face reality. And on February 17th, he's going to face it in WWE legend, the Native American Tatanka. And Tatanka will not stand for any of that. He will fight fire with fire. So it'll be very interesting to see how this one turns out. They're both big guys. You know, Mitch is not going to take any of this, you know, laying down, so to speak. And I'm sure fisticuffs are going to fly heavy in that match.
Yeah, talk about two guys that not only deliver a powerful punch, but they can also move in the ring as well. I mean, very agile for their size.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be very, very interesting to see the outcome of this match.
Bruce City Wrestling Heavyweight Championship on the line. Max Holiday versus the monster, the Tokyo Monster, Kahagas. This is a rivalry that's been going on for a while. We've seen them throw each other into chairs, into steel cages, in and out of the ring. There's been bloodshed. It's all coming to a head here at this championship match here at Aftermath.
It absolutely is. You know, this is another one that's been going back and forth for the last 4 or 5 months. You know, we thought it was over in the cage, but it looks like Kahagas, through an interpreter, wants one-on-one to prove himself against Big Max. So we'll see what happens in that one as well, too. And, yes, the championship is on the line. I just hope Max can fight his way out of it and hold himself, you know, tall.
Well, this is one of the few times they've gotten a chance to actually wrestle one-on-one. I mean, with the Heathens and the Bruce City Saints going at it, that's just been, you know, interference after interference. So that maybe, you know, this time we actually get a full one-on-one match with these two guys and see what they can do.
Right. You know, the Heathens, you know, Stacy Shadow, she has her own thing going on. And Matt Winchester, Beer City Bruiser, he's got his own thing going on right now with Ring of Honor. So I'm pretty sure that Kahagas will be on his own. From the Heathens, you know, JP will be there, but he's really not much of a factor either, so I really wouldn't worry too much about any outside interference in this match.
All I can say to everybody that's going to be in attendance, because we're at a new location, there may be a couple new fans, if you're in the crowd and these two come out in the crowd, give them their space, because let me tell
you,
they're not afraid to throw the other guy into the seats, man. I'll tell you that firsthand.
Yeah, I know at the last place I heard that there were some chairs that were broken when everything spilled out of the cage, but that's here nor there. Now it's a new time for February 17th, so we will see what happens at this point.
It's a new set of chairs they can get thrown through now at the Elks Lodge.
Oh, good luck with these chairs, because these are some beautiful padded chairs.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Excellent. So, can't wait.
We'll see what happens, though. This Saturday, February 17th, Elks Lodge 400, 2301 South, or not South, 2301 Springdale Road in Waukesha. Plenty of parking. Get there early, fans. You will not be disappointed. You can get your tickets on BruceCityWrestling1.com until 1 p.m. on Friday. Can save yourself some money that way.
Can't wait to be there. We'll see you there, Frank. DP, you got one more burning question that you've been waiting for the Godfather himself to ask him to end this show.
Well, I'm just curious as to what this video, this mysterious video that's been going around, is all about here. Who is this person? Who is this that we might be seeing here at Aftermath?
I know who he is. His name is I'm Funnybone. And I honestly do not know who he is searching for, who he wants, but we're going to find out, I guess, soon enough. The video's been popping up all over social media. It showed up at Rise to Honor 14. We're going to find out again, you know, who this guy wants and what he really wants. So, I'm sure things will come out the sorts this Saturday at the Elks Lodge 400.